The concept of capital has a long history, and it's worth setting the context for our discussion of relationship capital. If you go back to the agrarian age before the 19th century, capital was land, and it was largely inherited. So who was rich? Landowners, who were usually hereditary nobility. If you weren't born with land, you probably weren't going to get wealthy. During the Industrial Age, from around 1790 onwards, financial capital predominated. We saw the rise of powerful bankers such as J.P. Morgan and the Rothschilds. The major assets were energy, oil, and transportation. During the Information Age, from 1960 onwards, intellectual capital became extremely important. People like Bill Gates, who founded Microsoft, and Larry Ellison, who founded Oracle, became extraordinarily wealthy. I think that today we can add relationship capital to this picture. Relationships and connectivity are now more important in many ways than land, financial capital, or even intellectual capital. Just look at the new wave of entrepreneurs who are multi-billionaires. They're people like Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, and Apple, which has become one of the world's most valuable companies, is very much taking advantage of the importance of connectivity and relationships. You may feel that relationships are harder than ever to establish and maintain with clients and other key professionals in your life. In some ways, that's true. But in other ways, it's easier than it's ever been to access people directly and network your way into meeting them. Given the commoditization of so many products and services, trusted relationships are certainly more important than ever. These days, everyone is supposed to be frenetically networking. Books on networking tell you that you should constantly be connecting with people. You should hand out business cards to everyone you meet and call dozens and dozens of people a day just to stay in touch. But collecting lots of business cards and having hundreds or thousands of LinkedIn or Facebook connections do not by themselves create relationship capital. In fact, all this networking activity can be like a pain pill. It makes you feel a little better, but it actually hides the real problem. Let me illustrate with an example. I had a client who was head of mergers and acquisitions for a large investment bank. He told me that one of his most trusted collaborator relationships was with a lawyer in New York. He said that over his career, he estimated that 20% of all the revenue he had ever generated had come in one way or another through this one law firm partner, 20% of his lifetime revenue production. And he had similarly given dozens of important leads to this lawyer. So the real truth of building strong business relationships is this. Most professionals need a core group of 15 to 25 trusted relationships with individuals who will help them, support them, and refer them to others. I call this group the critical few. This is the first, and in many ways the most important, of three groups of people in your overall network. Among all your contacts, these critical few individuals add huge value.